brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we break into the top of the hour break here, I want to tell you what we're going to be talking about the next hour. We'll be talking about the five GOP candidates barred from the Michigan governor's race. We're going to talk about deep state here in Nevada, potentially, based on the story that was breaking on Fox News. But also, more importantly, Gun Owners of America, the 2A Freedom Rally, Pro Guns Club, the Pro Gun Club Vegas, March 28th, 9 to 6. You want to find out more, go to www.goanevada.com. That's goanevada.com. And for more information or to RSVP, dial 725-204-9109. That's 725-204-9109. Or info@goanevada.com. I'm Pat Casale. This is Live and Local. We'll be back top of the hour. We're going to talk about smoking right back after this.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Norris, a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Bipartisan group of senators trying to find a compromise on gun legislation. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll give negotiations about 2 weeks while Congress is in recess. Lawmakers have focused on background checks for guns purchased online or at gun shows, red flag laws designed to keep guns away from those who could do harm, as well as school security measures. Texas Republican John Cornyn says he has supported background check legislation in the past.
I'm afraid this young man was a ticking time bomb, but I'm interested in trying to figure out what it is we might be able to do that would make that kind of event less likely in the future.
Cornyn adds he's willing to collaborate on a workable measure that doesn't impinge on the Second Amendment.
I'm not discounting, I'm not taking anything off the table except for denying people their constitutional rights who are law-abiding citizens.
Also at townhall.com, China and Russia have both vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the United States that would have imposed tough new sanctions on North Korea for its recent intercontinental ballistic missile launches that can be used to deliver nuclear weapons. The vote in the 15-member Security Council was 13-2. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the vetoes from Moscow and Beijing make the world less secure.
Those members have taken a stance that not only undermines the Security Council's previous action to which they have committed, but also undermines our collective security.
The Navy says newly analyzed documents show 13 World War II sailors previously believed to have been unaccounted for after a Japanese submarine torpedoed their ship were actually buried at sea. The sailors were on board the USS Indianapolis. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come by traveling to Israel this year. Sign up today for the thrill and excitement of visiting the Holy Land this November with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com for details and to register. On the tour, you'll step into history with mouth-watering cuisine, picturesque scenes, and magnificent people, while visiting over 40 iconic sites and sacred places you've only read and heard about for years. Pray at the Western Wall in Jerusalem, float in the mineral-rich Dead Sea, and take a boat onto the middle of the Sea of Galilee as you experience something transforming in your life. Call 855-565-5519 to reserve your spot. Again, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to book your trip today.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A casino statewide in Clark County and on the Las Vegas Strip all had their best April gaming wins ever. The Nevada Gaming Control Board reports the gaming win last month topped $1.128 billion. That marks the 14th straight month the state's gaming win exceeded $1 billion. April's win was 8.6% better than April of last year, and nearly 21% more than April of 2019 before the pandemic. Now, the Strip's gaming win was almost 23% ahead of last year, but downtown, a little different story. Their win was off more than 11% from April of 2021. Well, despite the high gas prices and the increasing costs of just about everything, local officials say Las Vegas is on track for a pre-pandemic Memorial Day weekend. AAA
Guesstimates more than 39 million people across the country are going to be traveling for the long weekend, which is also considered the unofficial beginning of summer. About 35 million are expected to travel by car, and two recent surveys say nearly 60% of Americans intend to travel this summer.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
So we're looking at heavy volumes on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor, southbound at Sahara, north at Hacienda. There's some left shoulder activity there, 15 north at Charleston, and you're going to be tapping the brakes there on the Beltway, 215 westbound. That's at Green Valley.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Oh, no, it's packed, Sal. It's a Friday. It's the eve of a big weekend, the first holiday weekend to start off the kickoff summer events. Nevada, 81 degrees on Monday. That could be interesting. On a Monday, late last day of May, 81 degrees. Unbelievable. It's going to be more cooler here than it will be back in East in New Hampshire. A Democratic group gearing up to spend millions against Republican Nevada Senate hopeful Adam Laxalt received substantial funding from sources that trace back to Dark Money Network in Washington, D.C., and the entity started by a foreign billionaire Fox News Digital has discovered. The Somos PAC, a left-wing committee that targets Latino voters, is in the middle of a $4 million attack ad spending spree against Adam Laxalt, the Republican frontrunner, the challenger Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto this November. Now, he's still got to get through the primary, but I got to tell you something. The same thing is happening to Joe Lombardo as well. So it appears that the left is terrified about what's going to happen. Further, this is, I thought, was an interesting story. Five GOP candidates were barred from the Michigan gubernatorial race. Tens of thousands of forgeries were found among the petition signatures hopefuls plan to appeal. Hopefuls plan appeals. Here's what I don't understand. We complained, we bitched, moaned, and groaned about the signatures not matching here in Nevada across the country. And out of the clear blue, in Michigan, five GOP candidates are barred from a gubernatorial race. Think about this. Michigan election officials said on Thursday they disqualified five Republican candidates vying to unseat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, this fall after an investigation found that they had filed tens of thousands of forged signatures to get on the ballot. Now, think about this. Who's going to sit around forging signatures in tens of thousands of names? You know how amazing that sounds? Attorneys for the GOP contenders said they plan to appeal the decisions in Michigan court. They argued that their clients were the victims of unscrupulous petition circulators. So this is a scam to make sure that Whitmer maintains Michigan. See, read between the lines on this. Look what happened to Adam Laxalt and Lombardo because they've got Trump endorsements. Now, Trump's endorsement doesn't mean you're going to win. Case in point, he got slaughtered in Georgia. I mean, other than Herschel Walker, the rest of the state of Georgia went the way it was supposed to go by substantial numbers. Two Democratic members agreed with the recommendation made by the State Bureau of Elections, which said that the candidates had failed to meet the requirements to get onto the ballot. The two Republican members were opposed. The board's decision capped the two leading GOP candidates, former Detroit police chief James Craig and businessman Perry Johnson, off the ballot for failing to submit 15,000 valid petition signatures. A State Bureau elections review of the petition sheets made public Monday found that an estimated 68,000 fraudulent signatures were submitted by 36 petition circulators hired by the GOP candidates. Now, I got to ask you something. They were able to say that 68,000 signatures were not valid in a short period of time. Yet our attorney general, excuse me, I apologize, not our secretary of state, didn't even bother looking at the evidence that was brought forth. Now, I listened to Kellyanne Conway earlier today when she made the statement, and I agreed. I thought the people that handled the Trump case mishandled it from Jump Street. First of all, they apparently Laxalt's team didn't get in on time. I don't know that for a fact, but that's neither here nor there. It's Nevada. Around the country, that's irrelevant. What is relevant is the argument wasn't put together and constructed correctly, and also, and further, they didn't bring the argument forth with common sense, basically saying, we don't want you to overturn an election, which Trump wanted. We want you to review this, and maybe we should do a redo. See, this is uncharacteristically wrong what's going on in these specific states. We need to have a redo. I say Trump could have won that argument. His legal team could have won that argument. But what did they do? No, we got to overturn an election. What judge would want to sit there and overturn an election? If you don't believe me why I'm saying that, look at this crap over Roe versus Wade, how they're going after the Supreme Court justices in front of their house, etc. Imagine the judge in this day and age who would have overturned an election, what would have happened? Just think about that. They might have shot the person. I mean, judges right now are terrified of what may happen to them. So I'm sitting here saying we have to present ourselves in a different manner. It also appears to me that our legal system is being challenged in ways we've never thought. Like this case in New York, where the Durham report and the prosecution, they're saying it's misdirection. If in fact Sussman did what he supposedly did, which it appears that he lied, then Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted. They're saying what she did wasn't a criminal offense. I say it's a bigger criminal offense. You destroyed 4 years. That last 4 years under Trump. Imagine how great that 4 years would have been if it wasn't for Russiagate. Imagine if our country came together during that 4 years, where we would be today. Imagine if Trump got beat for president by Joe Biden, where we would be. Oh, it's like a nightmare in Elm Street. Who knew Freddy Krueger was real? I mean, when you look at where we are as a nation today, it's insanity. And I'm going to touch on this again because earlier I talked about 8 steps to confront to possibly turn this country around. And not one of these steps could I argue, and I want to get your input on this. 702-866-6700 is the phone number. Number one, acknowledge evil exists in our society. How can anybody be blind to the fact that evil is everywhere we turn? Number two, allow prayer in schools. Students should be allowed to pray freely in circumstances which don't disrupt classrooms. Totally agree. It's amazing that we in this country will defend those that want to follow the Islamic faith, but if you have Christian faith, it's a different ballgame. Third, recognize that the experiment in closing mental hospitals has been a major flop. California's homelessness predominantly is of mental health victims. These people need help. And 90% of these people have health issues, drug addictions. They do violence, commit murder. I mean, they do everything. They ruin the infrastructure of a city. It's got to be we've got, I mean, these aren't even hard fixes. Fourth, recognize that bringing God back into public dialogue is essential. If Alcoholics Anonymous and Gamblers Anonymous has a 12-step program, And the prime using that as prime examples. Among other things, participants must admit they are powerless, acknowledge they need greater power to manage their lives, confess their deepest failings to God, ask God to forgive and remove those failings from them. How difficult could that be? Again, this is your choice, but it should be acknowledged. The fifth one is unbelievable. We must recognize that Reverend Martin Luther King's hope of a country in which the content of one's character is more important than the color of that individual's skin is something we need to start recentering our education around. We are supposed to be progressive, meaning progression, moving forward. But we've gotten to places that we can't even imagine. Simply asking, what has happened to the character of people who commit violence, sell drugs, prey upon others, starts to totally change the conversation and help us with solutions. Six, the drug crisis and the deaths from overdose are such an epidemic, we should reestablish widespread drug testing and mandatory rehabilitation. We should make crime, if you commit a crime, you should go to jail. If you break the law, you should go to jail. Period. I'm sorry. Oh, well, he only had an ounce of cocaine on him. He broke the law. The word illegal immigrant, if you're in this country illegally, you broke the law. You should automatically be taken out of the country. Everything has a process. Simple stuff. Nothing out there. Nothing crazy. Seventh, threats of imminent aggravated violence on the internet must be quickly detectable, unacceptable, and punishable. Such an easy thing, an easy fix. If you go on to Twitter, Facebook, or any of these social outlets, and you spew anything that's conservative, right wing, or Republican support, they blast you, but they 86 you off the air. How in the world can't they figure out when somebody's nuts and they're making threats about killing people? That doesn't necessarily set a red flag. Where's the FBI? Do your job. How is it possible that this could even happen anywhere in the United States? This is absurd. Our children should not be going to school with the fear they could get killed. As a parent, I don't want to have to go to work wondering, am my kid going to live today or die? They're not at war. They're going to learn. Eighth, the legal system must be radically overhauled so murderers and drug dealers can face speedy punishment. Absolutely. A legal system which takes years to execute sentences and involves massive procedural obstruction is a system which separates crime from punishment and has no effective impact on deterring potential criminals. Justice must be swift to deter unacceptable behavior. You know, I believe in the system we have. However, and there is a caveat, if that person is caught red-handed, why do we allow them so many appeals? Why? Explain that to me, because it makes no sense to me. None. And it's time we step up our game and make a difference. This individual in Buffalo, New York, you got him red-handed, execute him. Finish it off. Get it done. It's time. And if we can't do that, we have failed at every level. It's time to step up our game. That's the society of which we live in, and there's no excuse why we don't fix the problem. That's that simple. 702-866-6700. We're going to go to a break, and then we come right back after this. I'll be going back to the phones. 702-866-6700. 866-6700. How do you feel about this? We'll be right back after this.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram Horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back on a Friday. This is, you know, Memorial Day weekend. This is a very important weekend. We should we remember those who served this country so well to guarantee we have securities. It's kind of amazing that we're in a country right now that we were such a great country. I mean, the rest of the world is looking at us like, oh, my God. And I tell you what, and Brandon has done a hell of a job, hasn't he? What a job he's doing in Washington. Look at him, between him and Kamala. Could it get any worse? Could it get any worse? That's all I have to ask. It blows my mind how oblivious people are to what's going on. And I hear about 36% of the population support the good job that Joe Biden's doing. And I'm like, really? What planet are you on? You know, I think in order to vote, you should have to pass an IQ test. Seriously. And now we're learning that Governor Abbott is livid because the officers didn't tell him the truth about how they prosecute or how they went in after the shooter. Again, I think when you're talking about a small town in the middle of nowhere, they're not necessarily trained for circumstances that they just went up against. I think that's probably the problem. Instead of defunding the police, let's fund the damn police, train them.